Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Part two. It is the second part of the two-part episode. It's the second half of a whole. Part two. Your two favorite podcast hosts. Dose. Two favorite podcast hosts. My name is Carmen.
My name is Kelsey. And we hope you listened to part one, because now it's time for everyone's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland!
This one's going to be hard. Easy. Because for all those people, it is one person.
Shut the gosh dang it.
No, this is another one that pissed me off, because I'm like going through all of those people, and it was one person. I was like, I'm mad. I'm annoyed.
All right. I think I need to slowly eliminate people. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I don't think it's the boy.
It's not the boy.
Okay. It is not any of the random firefighters that come in. It's the fucking guy who asks to line them up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
As soon as, so just so you guys all know, you can't see Kelsey's face, but the second I say it wasn't one of the random firefighters, she immediately made the face of, Carmen, you're so stupid, but so beautiful.
And I love it.
I
do have the good poker face when it matters, but it doesn't matter for this. And I was like, no, immediately no. So his name is Ron Roger.
Oh, Roger. French.
Or I could be saying it super wrong because it's R-O-G-G-E with an apostrophe.
Rogue.
Could be. Rogie?
Rogie.
Rogia.
Rogia.
So he plays the fire chief, and he was in one episode of Station 19 and one episode of How to Get Away with Murder. And no, he was not the same person in Station 19.
Damn it. I was going to say, I hope he was a fire chief.
He may have been a firefighter because it's a show about firefighters, but he wasn't the same person.
Yeah. So that's disappointing. I was really looking forward to that one. There was only one person, but that's okay. We forgive you, Shonda. I feel like that's been a little bit of a slumpy couple of episodes.
Well, last week was six.
So. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot already. But we got so many new characters.
Yeah, we did. Well, and like, I think Jennings is in other Shonda things, but we've already done him before.
Yeah. And the HR, the council, she wasn't, else.
I was surprised.
Anyways. So speaking of Shondaland, Kathleen and I were talking about this tonight, and I didn't want to Google it and she didn't remember. So I said, I'll just ask Kelsey, what is the last season that Shonda does before leaving ABC because of the Disney ticket situation?
I think it was 10. It may have been 12. Let me verify.
Because the reason this came up was because there's a few people now who have messaged that they have only watched through to like season 9, 10, 11, 12, like that kind of that kind of like four season range. And they've told me now that they're waiting until we get there to go on the journey with us, which is,
ooh, that would be thrilling.
Yeah. So mad respect. You guys have so much patience. I barely have the patience that I have.
Yep. Season 10. So the end of season
10. Season 10. So that's the last one she does. So season 11 is the first.
That's the last season she does, but I know there are episodes that she came back and worked on.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, cool. So that's good to know.
But I believe that was when some fucking idiot was like, no, we will not give you one extra comp ticket.
What a moron.
What a maroon.
You know what I would have done? I would have said, look, Disney can't do it, but here's money out of my own pocket. Let me buy you a ticket.
Yeah.
It's the principle. It's Shonda.
They can do it.
Yes, absolutely they can.
I promise you they can do it. No tea. But they can do it.
Yeah. They could do it. We know. We know. We got the juice. We know. Oh, is that a little straw topper?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Is it Felix the cat?
No, it's a Hello Kitty character. My sister got me a set. Nice. And they're like a bunch of Hello Kitty characters. It's a little like, emo.
That's so
one.
Cute.
A little emo bunny.
I gotta tell you, Christmas came and went so quickly.
But know it?
I'm so glad some of these idiots are not in my store anymore.
Did you get any good Christmas presents?
I did. I got a pair of Jordans that I wanted. And I got a couple pair of Rock'em socks. I think I posted a picture on Instagram.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. What about you? What'd you get?
My sister got me an embroidered Hello Kitty sweatshirt that had Hello Kitty with candy canes on it, and it said Hello Christmas. And she got me a Jurassic Park spirit jersey from Universal that I had wanted when I was there. So those are probably a couple of my top ones.
And you got a dog.
You'll love this one. My dad got me a brownie pan, but it's a bunch of individual squares. So every piece is fully four edges.
So next time you come, we will be making brownies. Yeah, I need that.
If I come there, I'll travel with it.
Yeah. So it's also funny, like after Christmas, I'm getting all these targeted ads for Amazon. And it's like, these are the best gifts off Amazon. And one of them was like a TV stand that just rolls around your house, remote control.
Those are expensive.
I assume they're expensive.
Yeah.
And then there was...
But it rotates, right? Because it's basically like an iPad.
It's like an iPad on wheels, and it just kind of floats around and drives by and does whatever you want. But there was one that was a drink cooler coffee table.
Can you hear him?
No, I cannot.
He's losing his mind, which is really weird. He has not been doing that. I don't understand
what's
happening.
Is he barking?
No, he's just whining so aggressively. Oh. Like yelping.
I cannot hear him. If it makes you feel any better. Noises. Yeah. So that's really, really great. And then there was one that you made me think of this because there was one that was like an egg holder that you'd put into the boiling water and it holds like six eggs.
Yeah.
And I love me some hard-boiled eggs to make some deviled eggs. So... And
I don't have an issue boiling the eggs. I need someone to make a thing that will peel them easily for us.
Yes,
I know you hate that part.
Yeah, it's my least, because I will just accidentally break an egg and then go, oops, I got to eat the whole fucking thing now.
What did you get anything at the White Elephant thing that you did on Christmas Eve?
So let me just take a second here and just say, www.patreon.com/Grey's Academy Pod. Email Kelsey at greysacademypod@gmail.com. Follow Kelsey at Catically Kelsey. Follow the podcast, Grey's Academy Pod, on Instagram. And follow me, carmen.gabriel.official, on Instagram. So hit that 5-star review button. Leave us a like. Leave us a follow. Do all that. Subscribe. So every year, Cindy does a new set of rules, and it's a new theme every single year.
Yeah.
So this year was stocking stuffers. It had to fit in a stocking. Totally. Great. She had no rules past that, so they were making it up as they go. It was fine. We did a quick Google search. We found there was a dice situation where it was, if you roll one through five, you get passed to the left, that amount of numbers. If you get a six, you go six to the right. That's the only time you go to the right. So we rolled, everyone went in a circle, and at that point, everyone had exchanged gifts. Now, what we had done was everyone's going to open it up, show their gift one time, and then put it back in the stocking. Because there's going to be a steal round. And then Cindy said, we don't need to steal. Whoever's happy with their presents, go ahead and bow out. So the people who had shit presents were left hating their presents. And the people who had good presents were left there going, I don't want anyone to steal my present. I got $40 of scratch offs. I'm keeping this.
Dumb.
So I ended up with like a tea tree lotion, shampoo, and body wash situation. But all I would use, because we use native body wash and we use a special hair shampoo, so I'm using the tea tree lotion, but everything else is like just fucking garbage.
That lotion will be good when you get your migraines, though.
That's fair. That's fair. I've gotten so many recently. I've got like three in the last 2 weeks.
Your blood pressure's probably high.
Oh, probably.
Like, stress of the holidays, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I need to see a chiropractor. But yeah, so that was, it was fine. But she did say that she's coming up to her last couple of Christmas Eve that she's willing to host.
Oh.
So we're probably going to end up taking it over. So if that's the case, you guys got to start coming and doing Christmas Eve with us.
Yeah, that'll be a quick Christmas Eve jaunt to Chicago.
Well, no, all your family's invited.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
We had so many stops on Christmas.
It was, yeah, put it all. Busy. Well, not, I'm talking your mom and dad and Michael's mom and dad. Mm.
I see.
Yeah, that's it. Everyone else could just suck it.
Okay. Anyways, Grey's Anatomy. Where are we?
Grey's Anatomy.
The lady was crashing. The lady, shit started to really hit the fan. Like, it was already not going great. And then it got real bad really fast. So April gets the labs back. They are in the toilet. Like, every number could not be worse. Like, how was she alive? Who knows? She had carbon monoxide out the wazoo. Her lungs were just coated in soot. And so... all of them are in that trauma room. They move her to the trauma room. April's there. Jackson's there. Charles is there. Lexi, Christina, Alex, Reed. Am I missing anyone?
No, they were all there.
Like, all of them are there. Hunt is on the phone trying to tell them what to do, trying to walk them through it. He tells Christina to scrub out and go see if she can help. It's just bad. Like, it's such just screaming chaos, blood pouring out of her. Blood is coming out of her crank tube. Blood is just pouring out of her. They don't even know where it's
ears,
coming from.
Her nose, it's all over.
They're just,
and like, no one's in charge of the situation.
Yeah, everyone's just screaming and like climbing on top of each other. Derek finally comes in and is like, what the fuck? Like, stop. This woman is dead. Leave her be. Someone call it. And no one calls it. And he's like, whose patient is this? And no one claims. And that's how we ended up at the beginning of the episode. And also I wanted to say, I think maybe Patrick Dempsey was filming that movie Valentine's Day at this time. Here's my theory. I don't know this for true because I didn't do any research. Valentine's Day came out in 2010. This aired October 2009. So they would have been shooting it like a couple months before that. Mark Sloan, Eric Dane, was also in Valentine's Day, and he wasn't in last episode at all. And then Patrick Dempsey was very rare in this episode and the last episode. So my theory is that maybe they were filming Valentine's Day, the movie, at this time frame. And that's why they were sparse.
Yes.
I meant to say scarce and then sparse, and I said sparse. So
hey, that's what that's happened.
Fine. So yeah.
Because yeah, even in this episode, Derek's lines are like very short. He comes in and he like looks at Roy's eyes and goes, yep, get him a CT, and then walks away. Like,
and he does the thing at the end. He talks to Richard and he takes Meredith home. Like, very nothing. Like, this isn't really about any attending. This is really about the residents.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's definitely not there very much. Obviously I was devastated by that.
Kathleen also is a on your side with Derek.
Yes, but I love a Derek hater.
I'm enjoying him.
Yeah, because he hasn't been there.
He's been doing great. He dropped the truth bomb in the end of this episode. He did great. So go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say. So then, at some point, Reed is in with Weber and figures out what happened. And she goes into the hallway and they're like, what happened? And she apologizes to April. She says, I'm so, so sorry. And April says, why? What did you say? And they call April in. She's backtracking, but she keeps going over things that happened after the first problem. The first problem was she missed checking the woman's throat, checking the airway. But she's backtracking, getting there. But she goes through all the other stuff that like she wasn't even a part of. And finally, they get her there, and Weber says, you know, I don't know you. You could be a great doctor. You know, Dr. Reed Adamson just sat here and for 20 minutes convinced me that you were, you know, such an incredible doctor and an incredible person. And everything in your file says the same thing. But here we are. This is on you. And
what did her throat look like? And she starts going off all the other things she did. And he goes, yeah, yeah.
What did it look like with your eyeballs?
What did it look like?
Who's that?
Going on full on Italian
that
dad.
That face was very Andy Samberg.
Oh. I was going for Sebastian Maniscalco.
I see.
He's my second favorite comedian right now, behind Andy Samberg. So, anyways, okay. What did it look like? Just no. She can't say. Can't say.
I didn't look at it.
Yeah.
Didn't check.
Remember there was a big axe?
Remember? I just didn't look at it. They don't want to read. Goes no, I apologize.
So there's a couple of scenes that happen before she finally leaves.
Yeah. Oh, also Weber does try and talk to her. That's like to your point of him trying to like be a human being and be like, it's not about the situation. Like, you know, people make mistakes. And Larry goes, so then he goes, you're fired. And then we get some vague, I'm not going to say happy endings, but some positive resolutions, right? Like Lexi's talking to Evan. He seems to be doing okay. Danny's dad finally shows up, bittersweet, because he's like, yay, Danny, let's go find mommy. And I'm like, dagger.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Dagger into the heart.
That shit sucks. And Jessica was upstairs for that. And so she kind of started this conversation of, you know, like if ever that's going to happen, I would rather it be me than our kid, because you could go and remarry, but you can't remake a kid. And I was like, but you can't make another you. You know,
there's no
impossible. It's impossible no matter what.
Yeah. And so that's when we get the really good scene with Derek and Weber. He's like, it's not about the doctors. And Derek's like, I didn't do it because a patient died. I did it for myself.
I needed to know who was responsible. Fuck the lawyers.
And Derek's like, that's so interesting because you're doing a terrible job. Maybe yeah. It's not one doctor. Maybe it's too many doctors who don't know each other and who don't trust each other. When I got in that room, it was chaos because that is the system now. Chaos. That has been the system that's been in place since this merger. Your system. I am saying you should look again at who is responsible. Boom.
Mic drop. He's so right. I have said that. Since the second this merger started, there was no organization. This didn't make any sense. There was no plan. You're flying by the seat of your pants. How can this board want to get rid of Weber so bad and then look at what he's doing and go, no, we almost made a mistake. We almost got rid of this guy. This guy's great. Mm-hmm. He's fucking it all up.
Yeah. But they're not there. I feel like from a board perspective, you have to be in it to realize that that's the issue. They're just seeing like, oh, cool, like more patients. Awesome. They're not seeing like this kind of chaos unfold.
Well, now they are.
So then we get the really good scene with all of the other residents. So Christina says to Reed, is she gone? Did she leave? And Reed says, you know what? She was good. She was a better doctor than I am. Just please shut up. Jackson comes over, Alex comes over. Oh, and they apologize to each other, which is like so, like they're so chill about it. Jackson goes, just waiting to see if you're going to hit me again. And Alex says, I'm sorry, I was just. And Jackson goes, forget it, rough night. And then they're just like, fine. Which is, I mean, good, but I'm like, really? That's all it takes? Whatever.
Well, now at this point, they've become trauma bonded.
That's probably true.
You know, when you go through this kind of shit with people, it's hard to be mad at those that, like, at the end of the day, they didn't do anything to each other. They said some stupid words, but they've gone through this crazy, they're going through the same experiences. You said in the beginning of, or at one point in the last episode, the last part one, same two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. And I think they're finally coming to that understanding. There's not a trust level, but there is a recognition. And that's the first step.
Well, I think also they're all in this, like, wow, like we all almost got fired tonight. And that's what Christina made. I mean, Charles also, this is interesting to me. Charles, the asshole, comes over and he is the one that's like, wow, she missed an airway. Like, that's one of theirs, like their Mercy Westerns. At the beginning of the episode, Christina says, we need more us's. There's too many them's. This is them versus, like, they are going in on themselves now. And Jackson says, that's so stupid. Airway first. It's med school 101. And,
is that when Alex is that Alex agrees or someone else agrees? I think.
Yeah. So Lexi says it's pretty basic. Reed says it was 1 second. She got distracted and made a mistake. And Charles says that we all nearly got fired for, and, Jackson says nosedive's got a point. Thank you. What? And then Alex says we nearly got fired for trying to fix what she screwed up in the first place. And Christina says, yeah, because that's our job. You didn't make any mistakes today. You've been distracted for the entire week. And who knows what you screwed up, but our patients didn't die. And that's what, and that's why we didn't get caught. It could have happened to any of us. And then that's when they see April come through and Reed tries to talk to her and she just ignores her and walks out the door. And then Bailey comes in and discharges Meredith.
And then Meredith was like, why is everyone so gloomy? I thought you forgot about me. What the, like, what? What's up?
Yeah, Derek, or Meredith goes, so what happened today? And Derek's like, bitch, I do not have the energy. It is 1 a.m. Actually, it's probably way later than that because they said her time of death was 12:45 a.m.
And then, they interviewed everyone.
The lawyer, they had to round up Jennings and Weber, get everybody in that hallway, go through the story. It's probably 5 a.m.
I will never understand the medical system and how they just don't sleep.
Yeah, I'm like, this is not safe. I don't feel safe.
I never want to go. I never want to ever be in an emergency room or an ICU. I never want to be anywhere near there.
Yeah.
If there's an axe that has fallen into my chest, I'd like to call and schedule an appointment for 9 a.m. tomorrow. I can wait.
Can I get the first appointment or the first appointment after lunch?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's that was the second half. So it was kind of wild.
So I feel like we've got to take some predictions. And now that we've actually gone through everything, we'll have to like circle back and kind of just talk through a couple of key moments. And obviously rate the episode. So
There's
the key moment that I want to circle back to that I know I started to touch on a little bit and we touched on a little bit now of how we're going to start to see them integrate. Mm-hmm. So I already know April's going to be coming back, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what timeline, but it is. I felt like they would have given more time with the merger to like hate them a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because we hated them last episode.
Yeah.
And already my hate for them is like mostly gone. Mm. I don't know. Do you remember hating any of the Mercy Westers right off the bat or longer? Like, or do you remember feelings?
I really loathed April. I know I like really went in on it last episode because I despise the like passive aggressive nice.
Right.
Where you're not being nice. You're actually being really, really hateful and rude and mean. Yeah, that really bothers me. And then Charles, I just was like, you're just annoying. He's the one I was like, you just stop talking.
Yeah, he was still a piece of garbage.
Yeah. Obviously,
Jackson, I hate the least still.
Yeah, Jackson is the most likable and the most enjoyable to look upon with my eyes.
I will say that Jackson is more attractive than Alex.
I will agree with that.
And both of them are more attractive than Charles.
Yes.
But none of them are more attractive than Patty D or Patty B or Mark Sloan. Oh, okay.
That one I'll allow. Goes Mark Jackson.
No, you're already wrong.
No, I'm right. If we polled the people, I would be right.
Mark, then Derek, then Paddington Bear, then Jackson. Then so, Weber. You know, Hunt's not unattractive, though.
He's really not. But he's not, like, he's not more attractive than Patrick Dempsey.
No.
Here's the thing. There's not ugly people on this show.
Right.
Obviously.
Everyone has some degree of attractiveness on this show.
So what I think is also interesting about this episode is obviously it's structured very differently than what we're used to. But it also has, it's just about the medicine. There's not, like, the personal drama is not there at all. We really don't see personal drama.
You have a little bit, I wouldn't say it's a one-on-one antagonist drama, but it's the idea.
I mean, like, the relationship there's the dramas.
Right. More than, but there's still the us versus them that you kind of get a little bit. You get a quick arc, though, because you go from them calling Alex a douche to, like, hey, like, that sucked. Like, we're good. Yeah. So, yeah, very interesting. This pace of the episode was really, really fun. Really fun pacing.
Yeah, it's just fun because it's, again, it's different than what we're used to, but it also still, because there's so many episodes of Grey's where at the climax you get those, like, flashes and everything's chaotic and someone's flatlining, but that was the whole episode.
Right. So I feel like, is there anything else that you want to talk about with your notes or anything else that you have? I feel like we probably should take a quick little break and then do our ratings and our predictions. But
yeah, at the beginning we didn't, when Christina goes into Meredith and she's like, I'm getting discharged, where's Bailey? Forge her signature. And Christina's like, I can't forge her signature, it'll get me fired. And then she says, ask one of the new people to do it, get them fired.
Yeah,
that's really all I had, I think.
Let me do a quick scan here as well.
Yeah, check them notes out. So I feel like we got everything. But again, this one was really chaotic. I think there were more times where I was like, I don't even know what note to write. So everything just happened. I don't even know what to say about it.
Yeah. I will say that even the opening kind of dialogue from Meredith, where she said doctors have to constantly change their perspectives. Mm-hmm. I think that was a foreshadowing for this episode.
Yes, the voiceovers typically are.
But in this one, for me, it felt, even like to me, I need to reframe my perspective.
The moron.
Okay. No, even
I'm sorry, I know that's not what you meant, but that's how it's.
You know what I want? I want cake. I want a slice of cake right now. It's like a big slice of Portillo's chocolate cake.
Could crush some crystals right now. Come get crystals.
I was going to say, should I fly out there?
Come over for crystals?
If I showed up in your house.
They're open 24 hours, so.
Michael would not only be so confused, but I wouldn't even tell Jessica before I left. I would just go. You don't understand. It's for crystals. So, but my perspective has already changed on the Mercy Westers. Mm-hmm. And that was a big thing for me. I did not expect this episode to go as crazy and chaotic as it was.
And nonstop. End up.
Yeah. And nonstop. There was no breath. There was no pause. It was crazy, crazy, crazy the whole time. And then to end with April is fired. And actually, I feel bad for them. I like them now. Not like them, but I feel bad for them.
I hate them less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's take a quick pause for sponsors, and then let's do the fucking finish race to the finish.
One of the best things about finishing a great book is knowing that you have another one ready to go in your to-be-read pile. With Book of the Month, you can make sure that your to-be-read pile stays stocked and ready to go. Each month, you can use the app to select from 5 to 7 titles vetted and curated by the team at Book of the Month, focusing specifically on debut authors and early releases. If you can't choose just one, you can always upgrade and add more from your selection. And if that TBR pile starts to get a little too tall, you can skip as many months as you need to give yourself a little extra time to catch up on what you have. Personally, I am a huge fan of suspense and psychological thrillers, so I was very excited to see multiple books on the selection list for May that fit that description. I selected 2 different titles, both of which are set in Washington State, just like our favorite show, Grey's Anatomy. I thoroughly enjoyed The Return of Ellie Black, the first thriller novel from Amiko Jean, and have Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch ready to read on my road trip next week. Right now, you can sign up for Book of the Month and use code PETALS to get your first book for only $5. That's code PETALS, P-E-T-A-L-S, to get your first book for only $5. Watch out for that blue box at your door and get your TBR pile stocked and ready.
And we are back. Race to the finish. That's the thing.
Just, you did great.
It's the final countdown.
What do you rate this episode?
Fucking 5, dude. Are you kidding me? What the fuck?
So it is. It is. It really is, though.
I want to know, anyone out there who are like, oh man, I bet that Carmen's going to rate it a 4.9. This is a great episode, guys.
It was.
This is a 5. I even sat there in the moment listening to it, and I was like, this is a 5. This is good. I knew it was a 5 10 minutes into this episode.
Yeah. Just like the energy was good. Because they do chaos so well. You can keep up. It's just chaotic enough where you can still keep up, but you can also feel how insane it must have been. Because sometimes shows do it where it's so chaotic, you have to go back and watch it again because you're like, I don't even know what you just said. I don't know. Like, you explained it to me and I still don't understand. But this, they really like walked that line of capturing the chaos, but making it easy for the audience to stay with them.
I needed to rewatch the scene the first time where Alex was going for the crike. Mm-hmm. Because when he said hit the carotid, I was like, wait, there's like no way he's saying that. So I had to rewatch that once. And then the end scene where they're all sitting there and they're like, it's just chaos. And they're all standing over the lady's body. I had to kind of watch that one. Yeah. The one where Derek comes in is like, who's patient? Who?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah. So those are the two scenes that I had to rewatch on this one just to kind of get my notes right. But yeah, it was really a good flow, easy to follow. And I think it sets up a lot of these interpersonal relationships without making any individual relationship the sole focus of the episode.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. Definitely 5. It's a standout. I mean, it's memorable for sure. Because it's just different enough, but it still fits really well.
Were there any things from this episode that you specifically remember when you were watching this the first time?
I mean, I remember that it was April, like not looking, not doing the full check. And then I remember very vividly the whole thing, which we did not touch on this, the whole thing with the initials. Because it's Alex and April Kepner. And Christina says your initials are on the chart because it's AK. And then the lab lady is like, did you order these labs? And April goes, no, that's Alex Karev.
I forgot about that.
I remember specifically being like, oh, they have the same initials. And so I think that was like, you just kind of, again, remember the chaos of it. I don't remember like, other than the mom and the kid, I didn't remember the specific patients. I just remembered it was like nonstop people coming in the ER. I mean, they ended up closing, like they ran out of beds in the ICU and the burn unit. So everyone had to just stay in the ER. So it was just wild.
Yeah. I think the thing that will stand out to me in this episode is just like the tiny mistakes. Cause now I'm going to be dissecting, oh, there was a distraction. Were the writers trying to misdirect you? Were they trying to focus on things like that? This one happened very naturally and I was able to catch it right away. Mm. But yeah, great episode. Just good. Just very good.
Yeah, for sure.
So what do I need to predict? I don't know. Yeah, I need you to ask me specific for my predictions or what my predictions were coming up into this episode, like other than it was big, which I was right.
Okay, let's readdress the longevity of the Mercy West doctors, because I think last week you said that Reed and Jackson were going to stick around permanently and that Reed and Alex were going to get married in season 12.
Oh, man. Yeah, I did say that.
So let's go through the four of them first. Okay, you said April's going to come back. Tell me when.
She's back next episode.
She was
100%.
Fired.
Yeah.
Well, she just says, I don't care. I'm coming back.
No, Weber's gonna have a quick arc. Didn't Izzy literally kill Denny and then was back next episode?
Yes, but that was different times, Carmen.
Different times, different era. That was before we had an HR department. Don't forget. So, yeah, April's going to be back next episode. I feel like with this specific... Well, okay, let's think about this. So, Meredith, Christina, Alex, Lexi, Jackson, Reed, April, Charles. That's 4 and 4. No, maybe they all stick around for a while. I was trying to think of some sort of symmetry, but we're losing Izzy, but we gained Lexi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think we're gonna have all 8 of them together for a while.
How long is a while?
No, we're not gonna lose any of them for the rest of the season. They're gonna give it a season to cook and marinate and really sit in that crock pot.
All right, and then what's gonna happen? Like season 7, they just aren't there anymore.
Season 7, episode 1, massive orgy.
Oh, and that kills people?
Oh yeah, it's a good orgy.
That doesn't sound good.
The best orgy leaves someone dead at the end.
Okay. Sometimes I regret asking you questions.
Pure, unadulterated, unfiltered euphoria that leaves someone dead. No, in all seriousness, I think they need at least this season to kind of cook through some of the new people, give them a chance, do some test polls over the summer, and then start writing off people. That's what I think they're going to do. And I think Charles is going to be the first to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think April is going to be the second to go. And then Reed and Jackson stay on the show. Okay. Actually, I think they're going to write off Lexi, too. Lexi's going to get written off.
At the same time?
No, it's going to be a slow burn, like one at a time. Because they got rid of Burke, then Han, then Alex, then Izzy.
Alex is still there. I think you mean
George. I meant George. George, then Izzy.
R.I.P.
Izzy's going to come back, though. Izzy's going to come back.
I was
going to
ask you for Izzy what you think the situation is.
Izzy is going to come back. I have no idea what's happening with this, though. Like, I feel just as lost in this situation as I did for Denny. When Denny came back from the dead and was the Grim Reaper to take Izzy to cancer heaven, I did not know what was happening. I also don't know what's happening here. I just feel like, what a shitty way to go. Even for all the stuff that's going on behind the scenes, to write off a beloved character like this and not have a goodbye with Alex is shit.
Yeah.
And I would be personally offended.
Yeah, it definitely makes the audience, like, not love Izzy. I mean, I know I'm in the minority when I say I don't like Izzy, but I feel most people do, and so they're, like, trying to write it to be like, oh, well, you shouldn't like her anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right, big yawn. Time. Yeah, so that's unfair. I think that's unfair to Izzy. It's unfair to the character. It's unfair to Katherine Heigl. So my prediction is that she will be back and she will get a goodbye. She'll get a full final goodbye.
Okay.
Maybe cut an LVAD wire on the way out.
Just sneak in a room, be like, chip, chip, for old time's sake, and run out. So when you say she comes back, does she come back for multiple episodes, for one episode? Why does she come back?
She comes back to break up with Alex.
Okay.
In person.
How noble of her.
Yeah. That's going to suck, though, because Alex, he just got his life together. So much potential, that guy.
He says it a lot.
Yeah. And then what was the other thing you asked me to do? Predict? Lexi and Marcus are going to get married. Meredith, I've got a feeling that, like, we need to see more Thatcher. We're going to need to see more Thatcher. There's no way you just give him your liver and we don't get more Thatcher.
Hmm. Hard to say.
It, well, for you, you know.
I mean, I think honestly that was like a good plot point to write in to solve the problem of Ellen Pompeo needs maternity leave.
Stick her in a bed.
Yeah. And so, but yeah, I mean, I agree. If I gave someone my liver, I'd be like, hey, buy me dinner.
$10,000 for Christmas.
Please.
Each year, forever. Blackmail. That's all I got, though. I think that's it. I think that's all the predictions I have. Is there anything else that I missed?
Oh, a cardio person. You kept saying that a cardio god was coming in with the merger. Do you still think that's the case? And when are they coming?
I do still think that's the case. I don't know. I don't know when. Why they're dragging their feet. Or maybe they're just in the hospital and we haven't met them yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's confusing to me why they still don't have one. Like, how can your cardio department continue to run?
Yeah. Well, okay. I know, again, there wasn't much on the relationships other than Alex and Izzy. There wasn't much relationship stuff in this episode. But just make a prediction for Owen and Christina.
Sorry. Cute. Sorry, guys. Sorry. They are going to boink. Okay.
They are.
It's hard to say. I have a hard time with this one right now.
Okay.
Because we had seen an overcorrection of how, like, he's been treating Christina. Mm-mm. And I think it's going to piss her off.
Yeah. Okay, wait. You said that Alex and Reed get married in season 12.
Yes.
So couple up these other new people with someone in the hospital.
So Alex and Reed.
Mm-hmm.
April and Callie. Callie and Arizona are going to break up.
Okay. You did. I thought you said they got married.
Maybe you didn't I did. Say that. No, maybe I did. Let's backtrack this. I do. So. You know what? No. They do get married. And then they invite April in for a thruple.
No, it's my own fault for asking the questions.
Jackson and Charles are secretly in love with each other and they will get married.
Okay.
Plan B would be there's another girl who comes in and she ends up marrying Jackson. Charles leaves the show alone.
Does
sad.
He leave? Yeah, or
he
die. Leaves.
Oh, he dies. He gets shot. Yeah, he's going to get shot.
In the season 7 premiere.
Season 6 finale.
By Owen still.
Yeah. Manic episode.
It's a wild episode.
No, it's Thatcher. Service. Thatcher comes in.
Thatcher.
He tries to kill Meredith as a thank you for giving her his liver and accidentally kills Charles.
Okay, I think... Did we touch on anything else?
I think that's it.
Weber. Just say something for Weber. Like, he's doing a bad job.
He's not... Nothing's going to happen to Weber, but he should get fired. He needs to get ousted.
Yeah. Why do you think... Like... Paint me the picture of the coup.
What it would look like?
Yeah.
Exact same as last time, but Derek is pissed off enough at how bad the Weber merger is going that Derek says, okay, I got this. I will fix it. I will be the leader. And then his mom comes in and she's the new head of neuro.
Derek's mom?
Yeah.
Or Weber's mom?
Nope. Derek's mom. co-runs the department with Adele.
The retired army nurse.
Yeah. And Adele comes back to just rub salt on the wounds. Mm. And Adele ends up marrying Olivia. Olivia comes back, by the way.
When is Olivia coming back?
Olivia's going to come back in season 8 with a fresh new haircut.
Spunky.
Yeah.
You know
that's
what?
All I got.
Yeah. Do this. Predict or just say who would be like, who cameo-wise would like floor you if they were in this show?
Any character from Friends.
Okay. Like any of the main characters?
Yeah.
Like any of the main six?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, the guy who plays Michael Weston in Burn Notice.
I don't know who that is.
I've seen him in a couple of other shows randomly, and I think he was actually like the douchebag guy in the movie Hitch. I would like to see him randomly as a cameo. How famous do these cameos get?
Pretty famous.
Really? Because so far, I think the most famous is Seth Green, right?
We had Seth Green. No, there was more famous ones.
We had Kumar or Harold.
Yeah, we had, I know you don't think.
A Broadway lady.
She's famous. Yeah, we've had a couple of Broadway people. I feel like there was another big one recently. I'm drawing a blank because it's very.
I'm also drawing a blank.
People are yelling at their cars.
Biggest stars. I'm going to do a quick Google search. Biggest stars to appear on Grey's Anatomy.
Hold on. I'll give it a googs. But tell me more that would like that you would be like, wow, that was surprising but cool.
Any like if Hugh Laurie came on the show,
yeah,
as a guest doctor. Oh, that would be sick.
Oh, right. Oh, my God. OK, Christina Ricci was already on it. She was a really famous child star. That was the girl, the EMT with the hand on the bomb.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Elizabeth Moss, she was already in it. She's really famous. She was on Mad Men. And now she's in Handmaid's Tale. She was.
Oh, yeah.
Abigail Breslin. She was in it.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Abigail Breslin is?
No.
Do you remember the kid who was like, punch me in the stomach. I'm a superhero. Punch me in the stomach.
I do. I completely forgot that
Leslie
episode existed.
Leslie Odom Jr. Granted, he
yes!
wasn't.
Yes. Yes. That's
as famous that, yeah. in this moment. But, you know.
Now he's Aaron Burr, sir.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, we've had Kyle Chandler, who was the bomb guy, is pretty famous. He was in Friday Night Lights.
That's fair. I know him. I feel like
there
Denny
are a lot coming up that I cannot say yet that you would definitely be like, wow, like immediate recognition.
Are there any from any of my favorite shows?
Yes. Yes.
From Suits, Scrubs, or Psych?
Yes.
Ooh, I got to go binge watch this show now. All the way to season 19.
Talk to you tomorrow. I got to go watch some TV.
Got to go, bye.
You'll watch one episode and you're like, ugh.
My eyes hurt.
I'm too sleepy. I've done so much today.
Honestly, I don't even know how I'm going to get these episodes edited before bedtime.
Yeah, I really got to be asleep.
All right. I think that's it. I think at this point now, we're just like mindlessly talking about. We're not even sure what's happening anymore.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening and telling all your friends. Please continue to share us. Follow us everywhere at Grey's Academy Pod. You can follow me at Chaotically Kelsey. You can follow Carmen at Carmen.Gabriel.Official. You can email me at GraysAcademyPod@gmail.com. We love hearing from you guys. We love talking to you. You can find our Patreon in the linked in the episode description and on our Instagram page and join our Discord from there. where we are chit-chatting constantly. And we love it so much. We love to be able to connect. And also, it's cool to watch other people like become friends from it as well. So it's just like a little community of silliness that we love. And remember, just please, please, please keep sharing us. Keep telling your friends and your family and just like anyone ever that you see. I know a lot of times in the new year, people are like looking for new podcasts to listen to. Just tell them ours. I don't care if they're looking for true crime, because we're not true crime. You can tell them ours anyways. We'll convert them to the ways of non-true crime.
It'll be a true crime if you don't tell them about this podcast.
Yes, that's the word. That's the vibe. That's the mood. That's the energy. We hope you all enjoy this episode. We hope you all have a wonderful new year, because this will come out right before New Year's. And the next time we record, it will be 2024. So, what a wild time. Been doing this for 2 years. Had a blast.
I can't even believe that.
Had a blast. We're getting into 2024. It's going to be amazing. Plow through season 6. Just remember, guys, if you see Carmen walking down the street,
take a page out of Kathleen's book. No spoilies. Take a picture. Take a selfie. Let's grab some coffee. But do not spoil the show. Happy New Year, everyone. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening. And as always, we will see you all in the next one.